This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. China has reopened its borders to international visitors for the first time since travel restrictions were imposed at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The easing of restrictions marks the final unraveling of the country's controversial zero COVID policy. For the past few years, it's shielded China's 1.4 billion people from the virus, but also cut them off from the rest of the world. Now, incoming travelers will no longer need to quarantine, only provide a negative PCR test taken within the previous 48 hours. At Beijing Capital International Airport, long-awaited reunions at the arrivals hall that would have been impossible just a day ago are finally a reality.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. A road traffic accident in China kills 19 people and leaves 20 wounded ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
According to authorities, the accident, which happened outside Nancheng in Jiangxi province, appears to have involved a truck running into a roadside funeral tent. According to reports, heavy fog may have played a role, but the cause is still under investigation. It took place during the travel rush for the Lunar New Year, China's most important holiday when tens of millions of people return to their hometowns for family gatherings. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Ukraine's armed forces on Sunday rejected a claim that Moscow conducted a deadly so-called retaliatory strike in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk to avenge the deaths of 89 Russian troops killed. The Russian Defense Ministry claimed in a statement more than 600 Ukrainian servicemen were killed as a result of a strike on Kyiv troops stationed in two buildings in Kramatorsk. Again, Ukraine's armed forces rejected the claim and it could not be verified. This is VOA News. An Ethiopian town famous for its medieval churches welcomed tourists and pilgrims to celebrate Orthodox Christmas on Saturday for the first time since war broke out in the Tigray region in 2020. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Thousands descended on Ethiopia's town of Lalibela on Saturday to celebrate Orthodox Christmas. Marigata Shifaro says he had always visited Lalibela for Christmas. But the war made that scary, he said, because it was a massacre visible to our naked eyes. Lalibela, like swathes of the countryside in the north, was devastated by the Tigray conflict. The town was left reeling after changing hands several times as Tigrayan fighters battled government forces and their allies.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Officials in Senegal and President Macky Sall said in statements 38 people died and about 80 were wounded in central Senegal after two buses collided in the early hours of Sunday. The crash, one of the deadliest in the West African country's recent memory, was one of the main east-west arteries near the town of Kaffrine, about 220 kilometers southeast of the capital, Dakar. Saul said on Twitter that he was profoundly saddened by the accident and announced 3 days of mourning starting Monday. The accident occurred after the tire of one passenger bus burst, sending it into the path of another bus coming in the opposite direction, a statement from the area's local prosecutor said. Voters in Benin went to the polls on Sunday for a parliamentary election seen as a test of democracy as opposition parties are back on the ballot after boycotting or being excluded from the most recent presidential and legislative votes. Benin's image of democracy and stability in West Africa has been dented under President Patrice Talon, who went back on a pledge not to run for another term and oversaw an opposition crackdown since coming to power in 2016. Polling stations were quiet on Sunday morning and there was no sign of unrest. Kite flyers from across the globe gathered in Western India on Sunday to participate in an international kite festival after a 2-year pandemic lull.
This festival is one of the biggest in the world, and I meet my friends from many countries, and I get to share my kites and my art with many people.
Tourists were seen enjoying the view as 125 kite flyers from 68 countries took part in the week-long festival. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.